Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, we talked about this a little bit on yesterday's award-winning program. You know, parents doing the best they can to protect their kids from sex and or violence in movies or TV. So, as I said, my parents, they wanted to protect me from the sex. So my first R-rated movie was Alien, which scared the ever-living piss out of me, but there were no boobs, so my folks were cool. Now, little did they know, I'd already seen naked women thanks to my brother's friend and an issue at Penthouse that he had shown me about 2 years before that. And to this day, two of my favorite things are, in fact, naked women and aliens not busting for my stomach and killing my friends. But speaking of naked women, the average age for your first exposure to pornography is around 13 years old. As some kids are being exposed to it now as young as the age of 9, thanks mostly to the internet. I think we can all piece that one together. But that's just porn. That does not mean that you won't be exposed to nudity. Our very own Miles Montgomery had what I would call the absolute misfortune of accompanying his grandfather to the YMCA back when he was around 6 years old. No big deal, but as I understand it, it was cool until he went into the locker room and was surrounded by many old men who were also naked. And as Miles put it, they're just talking to each other like they're having a cup of coffee. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Nice penis.
Right. You're 6 years old, and there's a bunch of old naked men all around you. And as it was explained to me, it was not awesome. And again, there's a difference between nudity and pornography, but whichever way you digest it first, still kind of a jolt to the system. I think for most people, it's your first experience with that. But that's how it goes. And sometimes, well, like today, that's the root of today's question, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration. Today, we want to know, what was your first experience of seeing another naked human?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send your emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com and now watch the show live on YouTube at KISW.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hold the tolls, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,441. What a large and in charge program we have for you today on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon.
Gorgeous.
Guaranteed future repeat. Hopefully you're staying dry out there. Return to Who Sucks Less coming up at 4:30. I don't know how you do it, Steve. You find people doing bad things in the news. You bring us three of those stories every week. We have to determine, out of the three, which one sucks the least. So is there a theme to this week's Who Sucks Less?
No particular theme this week. It's just, let's say we got tourists that, again, self-entitled tourists. You know, maybe don't destroy some ancient landmark, quote-unquote, for a better view. It's like pushing down Stonehenge so you can see the rest of the field, right? Maybe don't do that.
You ever thought about with the holidays doing, like, three really feel-good stories and we determine who the best person is?
What if I do three feel-good stories, but we still have to determine who sucks the least? Right? So even if it's like they did a great charity, well, this guy, he only raised $10 million. This guy raised $15
million. Like the guy you were talking about earlier in the office. You know, one of those type guys.
Oh, well, Mike, I was telling him about the guy that you and I know.
Oh, yeah.
Like, charitable, but just don't ask him questions.
Yeah.
You know, does a lot of good, but you don't want to know.
You could also, in theory, you could have a list and just read off all the great stuff people did. And we got to pick one and then tell us who the evil person is that did all that great stuff.
All right, but here's what you need to know about.
Oh, yes.
All right, so next week, it'll be one of those like, oh, no, they gave money to charity. Yeah. They also had 40 bodies in the, buried in the backyard.
There we go. Yeah. Who Sucks Less coming up at 4:30.
I like that twist.
Programming note, I need to let you guys know this now. As we get set for Friday's Unwrapped show up at Angel of the Winds Arena. Just know the pre-funk party's still going on our live broadcast from 2 till 6. Tony V's absolutely free. Just got to be 21 years of age to get in.
Yes.
We will have a couple bands coming down from Angel of the Winds for a couple of interviews. You will be the live audience. We're going to do the whole show based around you guys.
So yeah, that's it.
Stop by, get a nice men's room IPA and a bright yellow can, and join us at Tony V's.
And I would also say, too, even if you're not going on the show, though we did just release some more tickets.
Yeah, $55.
$55. Wasn't sure if I legally could say it. just came out of my mouth. But wait, so there's still tickets out there. But even if you don't have a ticket, swing by, watch us do the show.
That's right.
We need you in the audience.
Well, and I found out today that
one
of the bands that we'll be interviewing, it's Slash's son.
Yeah.
I did not know that. Are we doing like the kids tour, right? So you got Wolfgang Van Halen.
Yeah.
You got Slash's son.
Well, to be honest with you,
we need to get Paul Stanley's son out here.
And Gene Simmons.
And child actresses.
Child actresses. My God.
We've interviewed a lot of people.
For the kids, Ted.
Over the years. But like, you know, like Ken Griffey and Ken Griffey Jr.
When sure.
Played in those baseball games together, and they hit a home run in the same game, whatever the deal is. I believe this is our first in 20 years interview with a child of someone who we've
interviewed before. Yeah.
Because we've interviewed Slash a couple times. But I don't believe we've ever interviewed a father, son, daughter, mother, whatever.
Honestly,
combination.
I feel like your best bet would be someone like Jack Osborne, who has his own career now, if he's promoting his TV show. But I can't even think of...
So this is a first. That's cool.
That is kind of cool. Do we tell him that, or do we just not bring it up?
Man, at the Van Halen show back at when it was
Do we
Key
tell
Arena.
Him about his dad pouring out the sweet and low?
We can.
During the commercial break?
He knows who his dad
okay.
is.
Okay, just saying.
Yeah. I mean, it's Slash.
Last time we talked to your father.
You got to tell him that part. You got to tell him the part about you guys interviewing him backstage.
Just you know the first thing I'm going to do is look at his fingers. I'm looking at the kid's finger. Because we told Slash he has like just kind of some fat sausage fingers like Elton John for a dude who plays guitar as well as he does.
There's also an after party at Apex happening after the show at Angel of Winds a couple blocks away. So is Tony B. So if you're coming up to the show and you want to hang with us for a few hours, I'll definitely do that. Friday starting at 2 o'clock. All right, on to our question. We were talking about parenting yesterday on the show and the idea that, what did you take from your parents, good or bad, whether that be hereditary or just, you know, things you do that are similar to them or things that you would never do based on the fact that
they did it.
And you're like, I'm not going to repeat that. No way in hell. But we dig it on the subject of, you know, things that you were allowed to do as far as either, you know, watching R-rated movies.
Yeah, they try to protect you from what they perceive to be the more adult content.
And I took the opposite approach. My idea was, look, I was always shielded from this stuff.
Yeah.
Also, we didn't have HBO. I had friends that had those kind of services.
Right.
But at the same time, every R-rated movie I went to up until the time that I was 18 needed to be seen by my parents first.
Mm-hmm.
And that's up to 18. Look, I don't really think they questioned it. I would go to the movies. You really didn't get carded. So I didn't see.
Not so much.
You know, I'm driving. I'm 16 years old. Yes, I'm going to an R-rated movie. That's just the way it goes down. And it wasn't, you did not go for the gratuity. You went because this was a great movie and people were talking about it.
And
said you needed
difference.
To see it.
The movies, you heard about, you might hear there's boobs in it, but typically it's a comedy or it's a horror movie. And inevitably, there'll be boobs in it. But like you said, that's not why you went. And parents, they would still, they'd kind of watch these movies for you and still make the determination. Like, oh, well, there's a set of boobs. Like, Mom, that's nothing to do with what I want to see.
Naked Gun was PG. They had nudity in there. I mean, there was
some
movies.
We snuck in. I don't think my parents cared that there was nudity, but we snuck in to White Man Can't Jump.
Yeah.
And same thing. There turns out there was a little bit of nudity.
A little bit. You were happy about it, I'm sure.
We were. I think they more just didn't want us going to see that movie.
But then they don't know. Like, well, my uncle, he was always like the tech guy. So when VCRs first came out, he got a VCR. And we didn't even know what that was. But he's like, hey, Steven, these movies have been released in theaters. We can watch them in our living room. Mind-blowing, right? So they got The Howling. And it's a werewolf movie. And I've said this before, but it's a werewolf movie. There's nothing particularly scary about it. But as we're watching it, there's a scene where these people are sitting on the couch. It's a man and a woman. They start getting down. They start having sex. But it's uncomfortable because I'm 9, 10 years old, and I'm surrounded by both parents, my aunt, my uncle, my cousins, my brother, right? So whatever. But to make it worse, not only are they having sex on the couch, but they turn into werewolves while they're having sex. Okay? So I'm just but as a kid, it's not that it was even a big deal. I'm just like, I am uncomfortable sitting here surrounded by the people I'm surrounded by.
Sure.
Watching people have sex, and now they're still having sex as werewolves. But the scene ends. It's just, and they move on to the next scene, but it's kind of quiet. Nobody wants to say anything. And my uncle just said, hey, Stephen, that means it was good.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, and here's the thing about nudity. Like, look, Steve, you're bringing up my first recollection with nudity. And it was my grandfather. He would go to the YMCA every day, and he'd get his workout on. Actually, a pretty nice facility. They had an indoor pool. They had a basketball court that was inside.
The Y is great.
I mean, that's what I basically did. I sat in there
up
swim,
to a point.
Go swimming and shoot basketball. But like anything else, it was just one of those mandatory things. Even, I guess it was middle school or junior high, that we were required to take showers after gym.
After gym, sure.
But this is all before that. And it's not necessarily like, look, we've all seen nudity in different forms or fashions, whether that's the fact that your parents got a subscription to National Geographic and they were an educated type of family.
Plenty of movies.
Or your dad got a Playboy subscription and you could
penthouse,
sneak that.
But yes.
Whatever it was. And look at those.
He was Penthouse.
Good man.
I appreciated that,
right.
Man.
Whether you were watching Benny Hill on PBS when they would show boobs all the time, or Monty Python, which would do the same thing. If you were watching British comedies, they lent themselves to nudity later on in life. If you were watching Spanish soap operas.
Oh, yeah.
They made out. They did all that stuff. They had partial nudity in their soap operas. Daytime television.
In commercials for soap. Like, you didn't know what they were saying, but they were going to this commercial. It's for some kind of soap, whatever. And it's this lady. I don't know what she's saying. I assume it's soap because she's holding it up. And she drops her bathrobe and climbs into the bath and just like, wow, man.
Now, as a 6-7-year-old kid, however old I was when I went to YMCA, look, you know, I was one of those kids that, you know, when it was bath time, I shut the door. I closed the door. I didn't want my parents walking in on bath time, you know what I mean? As much as I didn't want to walk in on them during bath time. But with my grandfather, you got in the shower. If you got a net pool, if you worked out, if you did anything, you're going to get a shower. That's the way it's going to go. Everybody who was working out got a shower. Now, the shower, let's say it had 6 or 8 heads. It was one big room. It was a gymnasium-style shower.
Maybe 12 or 16, depending on your count.
Maybe like the kind that you'd have in middle school or high school or whatever. So it's a group shower. It's a gym shower. And, you know, me as a little kid, you know, it just, all these guys are naked. I mean, they are naked.
But they're also old men, so it's like the worst version of
naked. They're probably in their 40s, late 40s, early 50s. I mean, my mom had me when she was 20.
All right.
So it wasn't like they were archaic. They were, you know, it wasn't like you're looking at, you know.
They weren't saggy yet.
It's your granddad, but I mean, he's our age, essentially, at that point. But it was just,
so disgusting.
So, you know, you get in there, and you get into the shower, and it takes a little while to get the water temperature right as a kid, because, you know, as a kid, you take a bath.
Right.
I was a bath kid, right? So you run the water, you take a bath, you can adjust that along the way, showers, you fidget in with everything, trying to figure everything out. And you just turn around, and you got to remember, you're D-high, for the most part, with most of the people in there. Might have been 5 feet at the time, I doubt it.
At six, you're not 5 feet tall.
No, that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, you're just...
Yeah, you're D-high.
You're high Johnson level, I mean, for the most part. And these guys would, you know, soap up, lather, do all the things.
You, your girl, and your grandson.
It wasn't like they were facing the wall. They were all turned the other way and still talking to each other. And I just remember, like, thinking to myself, I was just so embarrassed. And I had no reason to be embarrassed. I didn't have hair all over my body. Obviously, my penis is not as big as any of these people.
You, your girl, and your Johnson.
But hey, Grandpa.
But it was just one of those things that it stuck in my head. Was because anytime he would say, like, do you want to go to the YMCA? And to me, it's like, well, yeah, I do want to go swimming in the pool.
But
I do want to go shoot baskets. You know?
However,
I do want to do, you know, they had a couple other things you could do as a kid, you know, that weren't just weights and that kind of stuff. But it was always one of those things like, I really want to go, but can I shower maybe in my swim trunks? Or, you know, I think I might have even asked that. Like, do I have to get in the shower with you guys? Like, yeah.
I mean, it's stunning the first time you see it, right? Because my grade school didn't have group showers.
Yeah.
But after seeing the old guys, and they're, to me, it's the lounging.
They're just how little they care.
Or like at the water fountain. You know what I mean? Like, you've had time. But now, with that said, as you get older, like, I started doing it, like, if it's just for men, then like I'm naked in the steam room. Or the
absolutely. Look, man.
But as a kid, you're just like, why are they naked?
It's
and then, they're just chatting with each other, drinking water.
And you got to remember, like when I played college football, the locker room, you know, you had your towel in there and everything else. And there was a gigantic shower in there. But, you know, between the main entrance to get to the training room, you had to walk through the locker room.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of female physical trainers that are in there either, you know, taking care of you or studying to be a physical therapist or an athletic, you know, physical therapist when they graduate. And they would walk through all the time.
Sure.
But you would never get dressed. You didn't have to. You left your towel in your locker. You just walked in there because you're probably going to pop in the sauna first or pop in the steam room, then jump over to the shower, then walk back. So, like, you know, I knew there were three girls that I went to school with, you know, and they knew everybody on that football team, and they knew what they looked like naked.
Yeah.
And it wasn't really even a big deal. It was just...
I think it's the situation. I'm not trying to impress you. You are here for a specific reason, like, and kind of let it go.
My head coach, Don Nealon, I know exactly what his ass looks like. It's flatter than mine. Mm-hmm. I know what his penis looks like because I've showered with him, you know, 50 times.
Sure.
the head coach. You know, it was just that was the environment.
But at that age, I don't think it's a big deal.
It was, but that was locker room culture. It wasn't like none of that was shocking. None of that was an issue.
Did they do physicals in your elementary school? They used to have a doctor that would come around at least once per grade, and they would just do physicals there, right? Whatever the case is, just like the regular physical you get now that you pay to go. It was just part of the deal. And public schools, and it was no big deal. We all had to strip down our tidy whities. So you're in a room with, like, I don't know, 12 of us, and nobody cared because tidy whities, you're still cool, right? Nothing's weird. But you went on the other side of a screen, and when you heard your buddy cough, we would all giggle because we knew at that point the doctor had his underwear down and his fingers under his testicles, right?
Correct.
The hernia test, and it's stupid. It didn't matter. We were all going to do it, but you couldn't see them. But once we heard the, we're all like, oh, his penis is out.
Yeah,
right? Every single time, and then you hated it when it was you. Even and right. That's all we waited
and,
for.
And for whatever reason, the locker room was kind of it worked as your advantage every once in a while. There was a guy I played with, linebacker man. He was probably 6'4", Morris Graham. He was built like Superman. I mean, this guy. Dad came from a military background. That guy did push-ups his entire life. He was just that guy.
Right.
He had a penis down to his knee. Now I knew his. His girlfriend, Jen, actually dated Jen's volleyball teammate. Yeah. Anyway, Jen breaks up with Boris. Jen now wants to go out with me.
You're like, I can't help you.
I am not going out with you.
You're just like, now.
I know where you've been.
Right.
You know what I mean? I there is nothing on this planet that I can help you with. Nothing. I think you're a wonderful person. I think you're a great human being.
Right.
We are never going out. We are never going out.
What was your first experience seeing another human naked? 206-803-ROCK.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room.
Our question, what was your first experience seeing another naked human? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Rose. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi, weed and chiglos.
Hola.
Hola. Well, I grew up in a wild pack of hippies down on the California coastline. And my mother was a nude artist, art model.
So you, did you see her naked first?
Well, yeah. So I would walk uptown from where we lived. And she would model in the art center up the street there. And I'd go as a little kid up there to see her to get some money for candy. And at the time, my stepfather also worked as a nude model for art classes. And they would pose together. Well, as I got older, I realized, you know, it's an easy job to do. So I started doing it at the local colleges. And my mother worked there and my stepfather worked there. So one day I was going into, you know, change my into my robe and get out on the model stand. And my stepfather comes out. He goes, oh, hi, Rose. It looks like we're working together today.
Oh, man.
What was that experience like?
Okay, would it have been better if it was your real father? Is it easier?
I know.
Okay.
No. Yeah, that would be a little weird.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, my stepfather and I grew up, I met him when I was like 6 or 7. So he was kind of like my dad, I guess.
What were they paying you, by the hour or by the classroom time, which is typically an hour,
right? By the hour. It's $20 cash.
Oh, man.
All right. Now,
buddy made $50 an hour or class, which was sometimes 50 minutes.
So did you only work with him the one time, or did you guys find yourselves paired up on occasion?
No. It was only that one time. It was awkward.
Did you have naked art in your home?
Yes, I do. I have naked art of myself in my home.
Yeah, okay. Invite us over. So when you're posing with your stepdad, you said it's a little bit awkward. You go like, and I understand that. But if I'm back to back, say it's my mother, right? I'm already like, this sucks. But if we're back to back as we're posing, I can live with that. Did you guys have to face each other? Were you just sitting side by side or what?
Oh, no. Well, he said, why don't you go down into the prone position like when you were shooting your rifle at the gun range? So I'd get down and I pretended I was holding a rifle down there, and he was up standing somewhere doing some other thing. I don't know what, but that was better. You know, I was laying down at least. And so one of the artists come up to me years later and he says, you know, that drawing I did of you and John, I got a scholarship to go to art school with.
Wow. So he didn't have to draw the tortoise or the pirate or whatever.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that is kind of a smart idea.
What's that?
Instead of having to look at her, like, fully naked, like, just lay down. Like, get out.
That's
like
why
that,
it was
like,
his idea, yeah.
No, right. Like, just lay down.
Now, right. I have to ask. So, like anything else, you know, if you're at a street fair or whatever, and someone does a caricature of you or a quick picture of your kid or whatever, you know, you get a pretty good idea what's going on. Now, I'm assuming there's 20 people in the room. They're all doing pictures of you. Were some just, when you looked at them, were they horrible, or were some good? Like, what was the percentage of ones where you were like, all right, that's a pretty good representation of me?
Right.
Or, I mean, is that just more abstract?
That's right. It does happen. And you say to yourself, you're like, God damn it, do I look like that? My butt's so big or something.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, if they drew me with a real teeny tiny piece, I'd be like, hey, dude. Hook me up a little bit more here. Well, it's cold in here.
Did it ever make you self-conscious to look at the picture that somebody drew? And like you said, like, is my ass really that big? Or do my boobs face different directions?
Do my nipples look like that?
Absolutely. Right.
So,
absolutely. So when I first started modeling, I was down in Monterey, California. And then that was in my early 20s. And then I moved up to Washington, Tacoma here. And in my 30s or so, I did modeling again. And I looked at myself. I was like, holy smokes. You know, it's a lot different, but it's okay.
Well, did you ever?
You just got to deal with who you are.
Did you ever take nude photographs? I mean, were you ever like approached by Playboy or any of that stuff?
No, gosh, no. I'm like 6 feet tall and a plus size woman, so no, they don't do that. But you know, I did go to Silverdale to do a job over to be a nude model for some private artists. And it was in this rec center, some church rec room or something. It was like their meeting of all the artists in the area. And someone pulled the fire alarm, and all the ambulance and the fire trucks were coming in. So I get in my robe, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? And the firemen come into the room, and all the easels are standing up with the artist's work and their canvases. It was all of me naked. And I'm like, oh, my God, the firemen are looking at it.
Yes, they were.
Is the hardest part just to stay still?
Yeah, oh, it's hard.
That to me would be very difficult, just to stay in the same pose for that amount of time.
What is the oldest What's the oldest nude model you've seen model? Because to be honest with you, as somebody who does like to draw, I can draw a woman's body pretty easy, right? Because you said in your 20s or 30s, like, things are in where you believe they should be in your mind. When people get old, right, that's a different kind of approach to the body. So, I mean, if you had an old woman up there, that's not...
Yeah.
I could sketch out a naked woman in 15 seconds, right? It's easy to do because there's general shapes. Right. Mm-hmm. When someone gets old, all of that looks different. So, like, what's the oldest nude model you've seen out there? Because to me, that's the challenge.
I saw one in her early 60s, but she looked pretty good. You know, and she said that she wouldn't do certain poses for too long, or... If she did do long poses, she had to sit, and then she'd get breaks. And then if you get a break, they take some chalk and kind of do a chalk outline of where the chair is, you know?
All right.
And where you're sitting on the chair, so that when you go back, you could put where your arms are in the chalk outline.
All right.
And then you won't mess up the artist's pose.
Did anybody ever just walk out? Like, if I was like... I don't know. Like, if Jelly Roll's wife, Bunny X, like, if she walked in the room, I think I'd just be like, I gotta go.
You couldn't draw it?
No.
No. No, no one left, because they're all there to be artists, you know? They want to draw the human form and its movement and stuff like that.
No, I get you. Like, and I love chatting with people, but I've definitely talked to a woman that was just way too attractive. I just left.
So other than the fact that you did that, what was your first experience? Was it your mom or your dad as far as nudity went?
Oh, definitely my mom. Yeah, she was a bit of a nudist in the house.
Ah, okay.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
I'm glad that didn't happen to me.
What's that?
I'm glad that didn't happen to me.
What's that, be it the nude model or see your mom naked?
No, just see my mom naked.
Now, I saw my mom naked once, and she was walking down the hall toward the kitchen. I'm about to go to school. She'd just gotten out of the shower. I remember I was eating a bowl of Frosted Flakes, but her towel fell off. I mean, there's just nothing we could do. It just fell off. And I'm like, I don't want to see that. She's like, I don't want you looking. And it was just unspoken.
I saw my mom naked once, and she kind of, I think, caught me once. And we just, to this day, have never, ever spoken of either situation.
My mom, when I was a teenager, I remember my mom seeing me naked. It's like 3 in the morning, and there's a bathroom that, at that point, both of our bedrooms shared.
Yeah.
So there's no lights on in the hall. I'm walking down the hall naked. I flip on the light, but she's walking out. But like anything, I'd been asleep, so I have an erection. And she's just like, Jesus. I'm like, I didn't know you were in here.
Right.
I didn't know.
I definitely remember my mom had a friend who was younger than her.
All right.
And I must have been in another room, but heard them talking. And the friend was talking about wearing lingerie. And it was like, here, I'll just show you. There's nobody in the room. I definitely went to the other room.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Did you get to see it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was
good.
Awesome.
It was worth it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I do remember.
She was expounding about how comfortable teddies are.
Okay.
So that was my excuse.
Okay. You said, I'm a teddy.
Oh, I heard my name.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, I was scared. I was scared of naked women. I really was.
Really?
I didn't know.
I didn't know exactly what was going on because there was nothing that was like defined, so to speak.
There's somewhere in your subconscious, so, but you don't understand how to address it.
We had a park pass for this pool that was probably 3 or 4 blocks away from where I grew up when I was in first, second, and third grade. And we'd ride the bike. You had an all-summer pass. Mm-hmm. That's what every kid did. Sure. They'd give you like $2 for a hot dog and a drink for lunch. You spent the entire day at the pool. But back in that time, there wasn't a lot of grooming going on.
No, there was not.
And the diving board area, you know, you kind of had to pull yourself up on that ladder because the water was, you know, 10 feet deep to get on the ladder. So you had to do a little bit of reaching. And it wasn't hard for me, but the woman in front of me was struggling.
Yeah.
And, you know, the side of her bathing suit kind of popped out, you know, and showed the goods when she was trying to get up there. And I couldn't make out what was going on. Like,
what is that?
I'm looking up and I'm just like, you know, I couldn't really get through. I couldn't see the trees through the forest, so to speak.
Right.
But either way, I was terrified. I was like, oh my God, what is that? Because I'd never.
Dear God!
I mean, you've seen other boys, but you've never seen a grown woman's.
No.
I mean, I knew what the outline of boobs
was. You knew boobs. Right. But you don't know what's going on below the belt.
Correct.
Right? You have no idea.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, how do you make sense of that?
Yeah.
As a kid. When I was younger.
I was terrified.
My mom used to work in the fashion industry, and lucky for me, she started emceeing fashion shows at the big department store in downtown Rochester, New York. But when I'm like 9, 10, and 11, she'd pay me like $20 just to help her set up. So you're setting up all the seats, and then you staple carpet to these stages, blah, blah, blah. But these models start rolling in, man, and they're anywhere from like 19 and 22. And I knew they were pretty. I've not discovered what my special purpose is yet. But when you're backstage, one thing about models, and I'm sure it is true today, when they're doing a runway show, when they're done showing off whatever they're wearing, they go back and they undress in a split second to put on the next outfit because time is money. You got to get back up there. So when these chicks come to the back, you know, there's like three people running around that are stapling crap on them and taping this. But these ladies, they drop their clothes. They are butt-ass naked.
Yeah.
Butt naked. And then within 2 seconds, there's another dress or whatever it is they're going to wear being put on. And there's some guy back there like, ladies, hurry up. And it was great, right? And again, I don't know my special purpose, but I know I'm in a spot that I think a lot of kids would probably really want to be in. So I never said anything about it. I'm not so stupid. I'm going to share this with my mother. But about 3 years in a row, I got to do this. I hit 12 years old. My mom's talking about her upcoming fashion show. And I'm like, hey, I'm in. She's like, no. I'm like, what? I've been doing it for you for years. She's like, you hit 12. If I'm porn in your closet. And we'd already been down that road before. So she's like, now that I know what you know, she's like, no.
I would feel uncomfortable as hell in there.
But you don't because they don't. You know what I mean? You would think that you would. But these women are professional. They do not care that you were there. They assume that it's all good. And you only see them naked for like a split sec. Seriously, I mean, they are out of a dress. Another dress is on. And trust me, you absorb the goods of what you've seen. But it didn't feel weird because nothing in that world is weird. Like if you're naked because you're changing into clothes. So, and they knew I was there. It's not like I'm hiding behind a chair peek. Like, I'm standing in the middle of this backstage area. They didn't care. They knew I was there to work. Yeah. If you're there to work, see me naked.
Man, I had a weird one in Baltimore. Yeah. We had a radio station put on a show somewhere. I think the Zoo in Dundalk or some crap like that. But whoever the band was, I don't know if they're a cover or like, you know, Kix.
Right.
Somebody. Anyway, at the end of the show, a guy I know who's a listener, who you know, Phil, he says, hey, man, you want to get down to the strip club in Brooklyn? He's like, I got to make a drop off, but it's on your way. So if you want to go, do you want to?
He was a coke dealer, if you're wondering.
Yeah, he was. So it's probably not too far away from where your sister lives.
Yeah, I'm almost positive I know the club you're probably from.
Yes, okay. So when we get down there, I'm driving, he's driving. We pull in the parking lot. He's like, no, but man, we got to go in this.
Technically, she's in Brooklyn Park, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, so of course.
Knock on the back, steel door in the alley. Door swings wide open. You'd already been on the phone with her. She opens up the door and says, come on in, Phil. You know, oh, yeah, come on in. Yeah, nice to meet you. It's the backstage dressing area.
Yeah.
And there's like 5 or 6 naked women in there.
Yeah.
And I'm 30 years old, but I was just like, oh, my God. Like,
really?
I'm in a strip club.
Yeah.
But I'm in the back door. Like, if I was sitting out where the, you know, where the entertainment was going on, then I'd be looking all day. But for some reason, when I was in that back room, I felt like, man, this is creepy. Like, I don't want to be that guy.
I was okay with it. The radio station, we hosted a couple. I don't remember what the club was, but same scenario. But because I'm hosting whatever the event is, you're backstage. So you go backstage, and there's like 15 of them changing. And most of the time, they're just naked. But they start talking to you like, hey, what's the cue going to be for
blah, blah, talking to me too.
But we had a guy named Hal, and Hal was the overall promotions director. But Hal was kind of like Mr. Rogers, very, very sweet guy, but very oakley-dokley. So he wasn't back there with me at first. And again, there's nothing weird going on. They're just naked, but we're doing business. So Hal knocks on the door and pops it open to tell me whatever it is he has to tell me. And Hal's mouth just pops open. His eyes get wide to the point where all of the girls stop doing whatever they're doing. And they're just looking at him. Because, I mean, this is maybe like the 40-year-old virgin, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a married man. He got a kid. It's not like... But you remember Hal, right?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah. So picture him unexpectedly walking into a room.
But you got to keep talking or do something. You can't just stare.
He just stopped. But he's not all the way back there. It's just his head around the outside of the door, which, from my perspective, looked worse. So the girl, you know, now they're putting their hands on their hips like, is this guy for real? So I'm like, Hal, these are the ladies. Ladies are, Hal, say what you've got to say. So I walked out, closed the door, said, Hal, do not walk back in there. You're embarrassing me. I'm like, you are a grown ass man. I'm like, you do know we're at a strip club, right? He's like, no, I know. And I said, when they go out front, they're going to look like what you just saw. I'm like, you need to get it together, man. But then he had a reason to come visit me back there, like every 20 seconds. Oh, hey,
you got to make a stager.
One more thing. I'm like, right.
What was your first experience seeing another naked human? 206-803-ROCK.
God, he was so awkward.
Yeah, I mean, it's just brutal.
It really
I still was. Love the other guy we used to work with, Bill. We took him there for his birthday, and I mean, they beat the crap out of him.
Oh, they did one of those beatings.
Yeah, with the belt and everything. Yeah. Just like
hit him harder.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, John.
Johnny there.
John.
No John.
No John. Okay. Right. What can he do? Oh, let's put him back on hold. Maybe he'll be back.
Maybe he'll hear it.
Our question, what was your first experience seeing another naked human? 206-803-ROCK.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.